I'm looking forward to this chat today because we were having a bit of a discussion off air, and we're actually going to look at a book by a Tasmanian author. Her name is Hannie Alston. It's called Finding My Feet. And I don't know her as an author, but I know her as a long-distance runner and a mountain runner. She's won the Triple Top Mountain Run female section for quite a number of years. I think she may still hold the record. I've done it 5 times myself. I had no hope of keeping up with her, but she's an amazing woman, isn't she?
She certainly is, and this book is a really interesting account of her life.
I love the title too, Finding My Feet. Brilliant.
It's very, very appropriate. This is a really, really brutally honest look at her life. Growing up south of Hobart, as a child, going to university, deciding that the course she was doing at university wasn't really her cup of tea. At the same time, going from being what must have been quite a good swimmer to transferring and becoming interested in running, and then just blossoming as firstly as a cross-country runner, and then starring on the world stage as an orienteer, and then getting into marathon running. And it is a remarkable account of a life that has not been a bed of roses. As I say, she's brutally honest. She, the section she deals with her mum and dad's separation and eventual divorce are very deeply emotional.
Yeah, see, I don't know any of that. I've only ever known her as a success as a runner, and so this is all new for me.
Yeah, and then her really nasty experience with anorexia, a disease that is very misunderstood, and her account of that is just really eye-opening, and how she knew what was wrong, but she struggled to find a way around it, and eventually she did overcome it. But I think it will be a really interesting book for anyone that's had something to do with, say, a rather pernicious disease. And then her accounts of her life in business with her husband, and then she's won Telstra Small Business Awards for her business in Hobart, the retail business, and then her business that she runs as a, for want of a better way of putting it, a guide for people who are interested in doing trail running, and they take small parties to various places around the world, although that stopped obviously in the last 12 months. But prior to the last 12 months, they would run guided running trips to all points around the globe. And
you'd never have to worry about getting lost, would you? Because she was a world champion orienteer as well.
Yeah, no, you certainly wouldn't have to worry about the compass. She'll look after that side of things. But her record is quite extraordinary.
Yeah.
We're saying off air, world orienteering champion, never been done by a non-European, and in the year she did it, she won not only the World Open or Senior Orienteering Championship, but she also won the World Junior Orienteering Championship, a world-class cross-country runner, into marathons, and then getting into the trail running. And I'm a bit of a bushwalker. I wouldn't say I'm a highly experienced or successful bushwalker, but to read some of the things she's done as a trail runner, to run the South Coast track here in Tasmania in just a touch over 12 hours, when for most mere mortals you take 7 or 8 days to walk it, and then I suppose partly be a bit lucky and have the weather on your side, but to go up and down Federation Peak, you know, arguably Tasmania's hardest bushwalk in 11 hours, I can't get my head around it.
No.
I just don't know how you do it.
Well, I'm sure she's done the overland as well, and they do that like in some ridiculous amount of time, less than a day, and it's a 5-day walk, so.
Yeah, I know. It beggars belief, but all power to her. She's obviously got an amazing constitution that allows her to do it, and extraordinary willpower.
So this is her autobiography. It's called Finding My Feet, but she's also published a trail running guide as well.
Yes, for anyone who's interested in getting into trail running, and this book is completely based on her own experiences, both as an athlete and as a trail runner, she's done this little book called The Trail Running Guidebook, and I've had a flick through this afternoon, and boy, oh boy, she has very, very cleverly put into about 125 pages her best tips for training, and I tell you what, if this is the kind of sport you wanted to pursue, this would be required reading. It's
right.
highly accessible, obviously based on her own experiences, and I think it shouldn't be forgotten that she's been extremely lucky to have had a couple of really, really good coaches in her early running careers, and she's distilled the very best of the stuff that she learnt from them into this book as well, and also her own experiences. So a fantastic little book for anyone that wants to get into trail running.
Yeah, I think I'll leave that one alone for now. My trail running days are behind me, but I'm sure it's going to be a fascinating story. As I said, I've known her for a few years, and she is a world-class athlete, and it'll make interesting reading. I didn't know about some of the stuff you mentioned about her early life as well, but it's called Finding My Feet by Hanny Alston. Tim, thanks so much for that today. As always, appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week for another Book of the Week.
Thanks very much for having me on the program. Thanks, Martin.